Welcome, 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 welcome back to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Wednesday to you. It's Wednesday, November the 25th, the day before Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving Eve, so to speak. For people who are new to this podcast, Locked On 76ers podcast is the only podcast that covers the 76ers that comes to you 3 to 5 days a week in the offseason and 5 days a week during the season. And for you people who are also new and don't know who I am the Philadelphia Inquirer's 76ers beat writer. I'm going on my 8th season covering the team. You can read me in the Philadelphia Inquirer, the Philadelphia Daily News. You can also go to Inquirer.com and read my 76ers coverage. Not just me, but Mark Narducci, Dave Murphy, a couple other guys, our columnists. Dave Murphy's a columnist too. Our columnists like Marcus Hayes and Mike Silski. So, you know, you could go there and you could get the skinny on your Sixers. Make sure you follow me on Twitter too, at Pompey on Sixers. Also on Instagram, at Pompey on Sixers. Today, you know, I know a lot of you guys are, some maybe traveling, some maybe getting ready for tomorrow's big day. And I don't really want to bog you down today. I mean, I just don't. I know, I mean, I respect your privacy. Oh, I respect your vacation and all that other stuff. But, you know, what I really want to talk about, typically I do 3 segments. You know, I really, you know, we're going to have a couple breaks, but I really just want to talk. You know, I just want to just talk. But I want to talk about the 76ers shooters. You know, I'm trying to think back to a time where the 76ers had this many shooters on the team, right? You know, some of them, like Isaiah Joe, the 49th pick in the draft, right? Great shooter, one of the top shooters in the SEC, one of the top shooters in the nation, right? He's a rookie, second-round pick, so you say to yourself, like, second-round pick, that's a lot of pressure on a young man. I'm not really going to, like, put him in that category. Well, but he's a shooter, though. But you're saying, like, I'm not going to put him in it. Oh, well, we got to depend on Isaiah Joe category because he's such a young guy. I get it. But then you look at Ryan Brokaw. I mean, Brokaw, guy, Boatwright, Brokaw, a guy who they just signed to a non-guaranteed deal. Now, he was supposed to be with the team for summer league, but his wife contracted COVID, and he basically, you know, just stayed at home. He's another shooter, but then, you know, he's locked. I mean, he's another knockdown shooter, right? So you look at him. Okay, Tobias Harris. We all know T can shoot. Tobias can shoot. Seth Curry. I always got to say Seth slow because I don't want to say Steph like his brother. But Seth Curry can shoot. Second best 3-point shooter in the league last year. Danny Green. Danny Green's getting a little older. Been in the league for a while. He's coming off a down year. But he's a shooter as well, right? Furkan Korkmaz. Shooter. Right? We can shoot. You know, and you just look at it and you're saying to yourself, wow. Oh, you know, I can't forget Shake Milton. I mean, Shake Milton can shoot from the three. So you look at it and you say to yourself, like, man, the Sixers have a lot of shooters. I mean, the last time that they had this, and I don't even know if they had this many shooters on the team. Oh, Mike Scott. What am I talking about? Mike Scott can hit the three. Power forward. Joel, we know he can, you know, too. But I don't know the last time they had this many shooters on a Sixers team. Like I said, the 2017-2018 squad, late in the season they had them. You know, they had it. They had J.J. Redick early. They had it, Robert Covington. Then they went out and got Ersan Ilyasova. You know, so it's one of those things where they added people late in addition to the ones they already had. So you look at it and you say, okay, I see what they're doing. But right now, it's crazy how they have so many. My question is, though, like, what about the defenders? What about the go-to guys? Like a guy who could open up a guy who could go ISO and get his buckets. Now, Shake's proven that he can do that when he was on the floor. Now, I like Shake doing that when he's off the ball. Like, I know that might sound crazy, but what I'm saying is when he has the backup point guard responsibilities and he's in the game and he has to get other people involved, you know, it's like he's more looking to help other people out than looking for his own shot. But when he's playing off the ball and they swing the ball to him, then you can see he's in attack mode, and I think that's better. But, you know, I'm really looking forward to seeing what the Sixers could do. I mean, I am. Do I think that this team was better than 2 years ago when they had J.J. Redick, Jimmy Butler? No. Do I think that this team is like the 2017-18 team that I talked about? Yes. Do I think this team needs to get to the next level, get out of the second round? An ISO guy, right? But right now, when you look at it, you have to say that this is the best assemblance of shooters that the Sixers have had since I've been on this beat. I mean, think about it. Before, they had a lot of guys who couldn't shoot the ball at all. I mean, they were athletic guys. I mean, they might have had one or two, like Hollis Jefferson or Hollis Thompson. I mean, I might have one or two, but for the most part, they were guys who were energy guys, who could get out, dunk, play 100 miles an hour, but they weren't refined. Now you look at it and you see how good they are as far as shooting the ball, you know. But you know what else is really good, y'all? My man, my Built Bar. I know some of you guys may be tired of me talking about this Built Bar, energy bar, but I'm here to tell you, y'all, it is the bomb, right? I'm just telling you, it is by far the best bar that you can ever have. I mean, really. I have to get up early in the morning. And when, you know, I do. I told y'all yesterday, I get up early in the morning. I just do. I always have since I've been on the beat. My quiet time. But quiet time to me is black coffee. Drinking black coffee, watching the news, and eating a Built Bar. I mean, I do all that for maybe an hour and a half, sitting there chilling, maybe two. And I'm in paradise. And then I go get the dog, take the dog for a walk, a whole night, you know, all that, do early in the morning. And then my day is cool. You know, when I travel, I have to take a couple of these Built Bars in my bag. I mean, as much as I love chocolate, and as much as chocolate puts weight on me, I need a Built Bar to give me that, you know, that chocolatey feel, the chocolatey taste, but healthy for me to where I don't gain weight. Now, I'm telling you, I could go on and on about this. What you need to do is log on to BuiltBar.com, right? Do it today. Do it after you listen to this podcast. Use the promo code LOCKEDON and get some percentage off your next purchase. I'm telling you, you're going to thank me tomorrow. Do it today. You know, wherever you can go to subscribe to your podcast, you can subscribe to Locked On. Not just Locked On 76ers. Make sure you subscribe to all the, not all, because that's a lot, But just make sure you subscribe to several Locked On podcasts. You know, NBA, the NFL, we cover it all. Colleges, you know, cover it all. You know, make sure you do that. I'm guaranteeing you that you will be satisfied. You know, but do it today. Again, the Locked On 76ers podcast is the only podcast that covers the 76ers that comes to you not one, not two, but at least 3 days a week in the offseason and at least 5 days a week during the season. So make sure you come out and subscribe to this podcast, and I'll give you the skinny on the 76ers. But in regards to, like, the shooting, you know, I really want to see it. You know, I really want to see it. Now, sometimes you may say to yourself, what about too many shooters? Do they have too many shooters? You know, do they have too many? I don't think you can ever have too many shooters, especially the way this game goes. And especially, let's face it, you know, Daryl Morey is the president. He loves analytics. He's like the czar, the NBA czar of analytics. And all these guys fit into what he wants. I mean, you look at that. You have Dwight Howard, you know, good in pick and rolls. You know, gets to the rim. I mean, you have Paul Reed, you know, second round pick, power forward. You know, he runs the floor well. He gets to the rim. He's a rim runner, as they call, a rim protector. So, you know, here are these things where they all fit the type of system that they want to run, right? And we talked about it before. Like, you know, we talked about it in the last segment. It would be nice for them to get an ISO guy. Maybe they think that they have one in shape. You know, maybe we'll see what Ben, you know, can do. We talked about that yesterday. But, you know, I would like to see a traditional point guard, too. But, you know what? Basketball has changed. So we'll see. And, you know, right now the 76ers are winning. And what I mean by that is they made some major moves. You know, they made moves to get them financially secure. They made moves to create spacing. So you say to yourself, like, you know, even if they don't go out and get that ISO guy quick, fast, and hurry, which I don't think they will, you can't fault anything that they're doing. They need a shooting. You know, I know they say that they don't care about threes and all this and that, but come on, man. They got a bunch of shooters to shoot threes. You know what I mean? They do. So they care about it to a certain extent. But it's going to be fun to watch because I think, personally, with all these shooters, I think if Joel Embiid is healthy, he's going to have a career year. I mean, how can he not? I mean, the way the spacing's going to be, the way they're going to free things up for him, I mean, if Joel Embiid stays healthy, he's going to have a career year. And I also expect Joel to be extremely motivated. I mean, think about it. You know, Joel Embiid, for the last 2 years, or 2 years running, back-to-back years, Joel was second-team All-NBA. He was second-team All-Defense. And now you got people looking at him saying, you know, people saying, like, hey, he lost a step. Or hey, he's all hype. You know? I mean, do I think Joel lost a step? Do I think Joel is all hype? No. I think Joel just was in a different situation. And it affected him. Meaning he was on a team where they got rid of his guys. Where, you know, things weren't set up for them the way they used to be. He got a little frustrated, you know? I mean, they went out there and tinkered with things, and it just backfired on an organization. But right now, with all these shooters, you can double Joel all you want and what teams are going to do. But guess what? The ball is going to go out, especially if he worked on his passing, and it's going to hit like a Seth Curry. is going to hit like a Danny Green, and they're going to bury threes. And Joel is going to be happy. The next couple times, they may do that again. And then slowly but surely, you're going to have to pull a guy away from Joel, the extra guy. And then that's going to open everything up for him. You know? As I said before, you can go to anywhere that you subscribe to podcasts. You get your podcast, and you can subscribe to Locked On 76ers. You can follow me, Keith Pompey, on Twitter, at Pompey on Sixers. You can do the same thing Instagram, at Pompey on Sixers. And make sure you go to theinquirer.com and read the daily 76ers coverage from the Philadelphia Inquirer. You know, I talked about this yesterday. I'm extremely excited about the start of the season. I mean, it's like today they're going to make Dwight Howard, Seth Curry, Tony Bradley, all available today to speak to the media. It's here. You know, it's really here. So, I don't know. It's going to be a different feel. I'm excited. It's a different feel because of the pandemic, right? But you still got to be excited to get back to work, to get on your things. Now, the one thing that I'm going to be honest with you that's going to be hard is I got so used to being at home. I'm still going to be home a lot with the pandemic, of course. But so used to not, like, being on call all the time, so to speak. So what I typically do is in the off season, I call that the time that a typical off season is the time where I reintroduce myself to my family, right? And also when I reintroduce myself to my friends. Now, all my friends know on Facebook that I'm a big time trash talker. So I talk a lot about NFL, talk trash, make fun of people's teams. All fun and games. Same thing with college football. Believe it or not, I probably love college football more than I do NFL. Like, I like the NFL. I do. I get into it. But it's something about college football, like the pageantry and, you know, the intrigue and all this. And I'm like one of those guys who when the rankings come out on Sunday, you know, I'm going online to see, oh, man, Coastal Carolina is still ranked 16. They probably won't be tested until they play Liberty. Or, you know, what is Clemson going to do the next time they play Notre Dame? And, yo, Alabama, they keep getting these guys. You know, so I'm telling you. And I even stay up late to watch college football final. You know, I'm one of those guys. But once the basketball season starts, I have to stop. Or maybe I'll tape something, and then, like, the times I get up early in the morning, I'll tape it, and then I'll watch it, right, early in the morning. Because it becomes a party, you know, you're just so invested in the NBA, invested in the Sixers. It becomes your life. The conversations with friends are less frequent. You know, going and going to volleyball practices with my daughter is less frequent, you know, so I got to get used to this, because I had so much fun being at home, you know, being a dad, you know, being a family guy, you know, to now it's kind of like, wow, I'm about to miss it, or I'm about to go. Now, again, this is your job, you know, I love it, I wouldn't want to do anything else, but we all got a little, I'm not going to say lazy, but we all got a little, less, I don't really have a great way to describe it. We just all got relaxed, let's put it that way. So now it's about to come, Actually, it started this week. Today's going to be busy. Then you have, you know, you have Thanksgiving coming up tomorrow. Then you got the weekend. And then on Tuesday, the team's practicing. Individual practices. So, it's here, people. And we are all going to enjoy this season. All right? Hey, I want to thank y'all for listening. And have a blessed day. And if I don't talk to y'all tomorrow, happy Thanksgiving. Peace.